Hi everybody, it's Share Oraz, Shuvah of the Week, and this week we're going to talk about an issue that is now is now arising, and that is, okay, the Kelim Mikveh for Tefillat Kelim is closed. So what do you do in a case like this? So some of the Rabbanim in town have been advising, some of the Ashkenazi Rabbanim have been advising to do Tefillat Kelim in the river. Now, the only thing is it's for Sfaradim, that's not an option. And that raises an interesting issue, and that is, then one of the Ashkenazi Rabbanim in town asked me, well, okay, if a Sfaradi now goes to an Ashkenazi's house, now that as things open up, and hopefully this is going to start being okay, Sfaradi is a guest at an Ashkenazi house, and the Ashkenazi is going to serve the Sfaradi on utensils that have been immersed in a river, not an actual mikveh. Well, as far as the Sephardic standard, it's not acceptable. Maran Shulchan Aruch does not accept a Tefillat Kelim that was done in a river. The Rama writes it can be done in a case of great need, but not a Sfaradi. And therefore, a Sfaradi wouldn't be able to eat this, as if it wasn't, the Kelim were not immersed. Now, there is an opinion, Rav Soloveitchik believed this, that if somebody did not do Tefillat Kelim, you could still eat at their house, as long as the food is kosher. However, Rav Yosef doesn't agree with that. Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't agree with that. And therefore, that's not a leniency reliance. You can't rely on that leniency. You can't rely on the leniency that the Kalim were considered to be immersed, unless you'll say that maybe you could have a sefek sefeka, a double sefek, that, well, maybe the Rabbeinu Tam is correct, the Rama or Aruch HaShulchan, that you can do Tefillat Kelim in the mikveh. And maybe another safek, maybe you can follow the opinion that says that a guest can eat from dishes that, even though the homeowner, the balabayit, did not perform Tefillat Kelim. So that might be a way for Sfaradim to eat the Ashkenazi's home. I would just say, bottom line, for Ashkenazim, not to do Tefillat Kelim in the river, because it's not going to be able to accommodate their Sephardic guests. And rather, what they should do is, in the current situation, is they should do the mechirat kelim. They should sell the kelim to a non-Jew, which is done on the auspices of the Beth Din of America. You can go bethdin.org/kelim, and you will see how to sell it to a non-Jew. And they perform this, I think, every other day or so. You could check on their website. That is a much better option for, that's certainly a much better, that is the option for Sfaradim in this case. I would recommend it for Ashkenazim. And today we all live together. So why would you do Tefillat Kelim in a way that's, A, so questionable for Ashkenazim? But then sell it. So, you don't want to rely on the selling. So then, if you're going to immerse in the mikvah, then sell it, so it'll be at least acceptable for the Sfaradim. So that's what it seems to me. How to handle that situation. Now, what's just one last point, very interesting point, and that is, okay, let's say that the homeowner says to the Sfaradi, okay, do me a favor, you know, could you bring these kelim to the mikveh for me, do tefillat kelim. Now, the balabayit, the Ashkenazi balabayit, owns the kelim, but the Sfaradi is performing the tefillah. Normally, the one that performs tefillah recites the bracha. The one who does the maaseh mitzvah, even though the kiyum mitzvah is going to be by the homeowner, but the one that does maaseh mitzvah makes the bracha. So should he make a bracha in this case? By Sfaradic standards, by Rav Yosef Karo, by the Rambam, it's not considered to be a proper tefillat kelim. So maybe the Sfaradi should actually make the bracha, because it's from a Sephardic perspective, as if the kelim were not nitbal. However, I would say in this case to apply the rule of sabal safek brachot lakel. Sfaradim are very, very careful. As we know, we've mentioned this many times, Rav Avad Yosef insists repeatedly in his various tshuvot, in many of his tshuvot, that both Maran, Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam rule that Isur Bracha Levatala is a din d'oraita, is an Isur d'oraita, and since it's an Isur d'oraita, you have to be strict and to avoid a bracha levatala. And you shouldn't even say a bracha, even when according to Rav Yosef Karis you say the bracha, if there are other opinions that say, the significant opinions that say you should not recite the bracha. So therefore, in this case, maybe we would say, you would apply sabal. Interesting, interesting issue. That's adkan. So I think really the best thing Ashkenazim should not do tefillah kelim in the river. Rivers are just also they don't seem so safe to put your hand in these rivers that are very polluted. So I would stay away from that. Better to do the mechirat kelim to a non Jew. Wishing everybody, that's for Ashkenazim, and certainly Sfaradim should not rely on this. Wishing everybody a great week, Shavua Tov, and Bracha and Bri'ut.